Dan had an idea.
I did.
Rachel was intrigued.
I was.
Wynn was brought in.
It's true.
But since it all started with Dan's idea, what happened?
Well, I had this idea. We had this idea. It was sort of inspired by the Arcade Fire. They have this video on YouTube that's gotten a million hits. This really, really cool thing where they basically just set up their instruments in Union Square, New York City, and started playing. And it's captured on like a cell phone camera, something very lo-fi. They have no speakers set up. It wasn't announced. But it looks really cool, and it's very exciting to watch. And we wanted to do that. We were very close to booking the Arcade Fire months ago, right around the time we were launching. And we wanted to try to get them to come out to Bryant Park with us in the middle of the lunch rush, just walk out there. It's very crowded out there at lunchtime, and just start playing with no
announcement.
Nonchalantly,
yeah, just kind of
no
cruise
speakers,
out there.
No nothing.
And to descend from different angles, or
there were the specific logistics of it. Yeah, I mean that they never even got that far, frankly. And sadly, we were not able to nail down the booking with the Arcade Fire because we were trying to get them basically the day after their 2-year-long world tour ended.
And, fine, world tour.
Yeah, and they were looking forward to 80 days of rest. And
right, more like 8 months of rest.
But you did not give up.
We did not give up. We booked a guy named Langhorne Slim. I've been a fan of his for a while. And I just, because I know his music and I've met him before, interviewed him before, I know his personality, I just felt like this guy could pull this off. This idea of taking him out into Bryant Park in the middle of the lunch crowd with his band and just start playing, no fanfare whatsoever, put it on video and see what happens.
So the part of the plan, which was recently dismissed as logistics, now we have to talk about logistics, and I guess this is when you talk to our video man, Wynn.
That's right. Well, before I talked to Wynn, and then there was a million permits and phone calls to be made. I won't go through that because it's...
Not good radio.
It's definitely the least interesting part
of
the story.
But how do you balance that, wanting to make this come across as this totally organic, spontaneous event, and actually you put in a lot of blood, sweat, and tears?
Well, that's an issue. We went back and forth on a lot of those things, like, do we want speakers? On one hand, we want people to be able to hear the music. Do we want amplification? On the other hand, we want this to look and feel and be organic. And, you know, Wynn and I worked together on that a lot in terms of coming up with a way to do this that would balance that.
So when Dan, whose background is radio, theater of the mind, where you can just lie and no one will know, and you're like, I'm videoing this, people. I mean, what do you bring to it? What are you telling him he has to do that he hadn't thought of?
Well, I mean, I think the core idea of making it feel like a spontaneous thing was what was really important. And in a lot of ways, the spontaneity is real, even though the set, we certainly did get permits. But, I mean, the people who were having lunch in Middle Bryant Park that day weren't expecting somebody to sit down and start rocking out.
And the Bryant Park people were totally cool and totally played along and didn't tip anyone off.
They're very nice. Yeah. They helped us out. They did not tip anyone
off. That's awesome. Let's hear it. You know, we got to hear it. We've been talking about it. Let's hear what Langhorne Slim sounded like and his almost impromptu performance in Bryant Park.
This is Honey Pie live in Bryant Park.
Ain't no girl gonna tell me be my honey pie. Now if I can't get you good loving, show love. This time I do believe I'm going to die.
One, two.
So that was Langhorne Slim playing across the street from BPP Studios in Bryant Park, spontaneously, kind of. We had semi-orchestrated this. You guys, how did people respond? Did they kind of clue in? Did you see on their faces, oh, yeah, they know that this guy's maybe not just some random busker?
I think it was a great mix of reactions. I mean, some people, it was just as varied as, like, New Yorkers are. Like, some people were just eating their sandwiches, just, like, acting completely oblivious to it. And then, you know, there were people who got up and were asking for his information, and they wanted to, you know,
Were there any hardcore Langhorne Slim fans there, just randomly?
No, but there was, like, an older Italian woman who was like, who is this? I must bring this CD to my grandchildren. And then,
why was she speaking with a Russian accent?
Russian-Italian.
Sorry, I don't know. But if you watch the video, actually, on the left-hand side, there's this guy, this businessman, is slowly but surely is turning his chair more and more in Langhorne Slim's direction as the song progresses.
It's called the Slim tropism.
That's right.
Yeah.
And he was great. He was totally into this, right, Langhorne?
He was a great sport, as were the other guys in his band. And I mean, I thought he'd be a good guy for this because Langhorne Slim, as a musician, as a performer, he's really very earnest. And you know, you need that kind of a quality to be able to go out there with no fanfare, no announcement, and really win people over. And I think he did that, and I think it worked out really well. It was a lot of fun.
Let's go out listening to more of Langhorne Slim live from Bryant Park. Here he is performing Diamonds and Gold from the new album, Langhorne Slim.
You can have all the diamonds, you can have all the gold. Someday you're still gonna get old. You've gotta learn to get happy along the way. Take some chances, allow yourself to get lost. You're beautiful, baby, you're the boss.
That's Langhorne Slim playing live in Bryant Park. Go check out the video. It's on our site, npr.org/Bryant Park.
Coming up, a talk with the author of a self-published book called The Shack. It's now on the USA Today bestseller list. This is the Bryant Park Project from NPR News.
You must play with fire in order to get burned.